Nonetheless, the cluster, the Justice, Crime Prevention and Security Cluster Ministers have been leading this media briefing on the state of readiness for the local government elections. Our reporter Teto Makhlakwana has been watching that. They've been speaking about hotspots, about political killings as well. Teto, good afternoon to you. Give us a summary of what's been said by the ministers at this briefing.
Good afternoon, Mandy. First things first, as you heard the listener saying there, around the confidence that, of course, South Africans will have to have in the police as to ensure that all these sections of the security cluster are effective to give us a fair and free election. They're going to focus, of course, on hotspots. They've mentioned that they've identified four provinces, KwaZulu-Natal, Gauteng, Western Cape and the Eastern Cape, as some of the key areas that they have to deploy extra resources to ensure that there is a safe and secure environment to see that indeed they're able to execute their mandate as a cluster. Now, they mentioned, of course, that, you know, areas such as those which are affected by the July unrest and looting will also be getting special attention, saying there, Minister Pekitele, that even in Polokwane in Limpopo, where we, of course, have read about the kidnapping of the four Moti brothers, that there would be, you know, extra attention paid there. So overall, they say that they're very confident that they will be able to carry this out in ensuring that when South Africans go to the polls next Monday, that they will do so without any hindrances or any disturbances, and also that their rights will not be, of course, infringed upon by those who would be taking part in protests and the like.
Mm. On this issue of political assassinations, and we have seen very worrying incidents where candidate councillors have been killed. I saw Becky Tene saying that six people were killed in KwaZulu-Natal. What has been the comments around that?
Yeah, absolutely, Mandy, and I think that was an important answer to get out of the ministers. He says, of course, six people were killed in KwaZulu-Natal. He says there were also other crimes which were committed in other areas. He mentions KwaDukuza specifically, where he says there was an attempted murder of a councillor. Then in Gauteng, of course, you know about the one murder of the councillor Tepo. And in the Western Cape, he said there was one candidate who was killed. And but there had been other murders predating, of course, the build-up to the elections, to the local government elections, which they are still investigating. He says, of course, in this category of crimes, it's very important to note that a determination is made once the political task team does the investigation and do determine that indeed this is linked to a political, you know, development. And he raised quite an important thing around the Western Cape. He says, you know, they've noticed a trend that those councillors or politicians who were killed either before or now in the election period were female politicians, saying, of course, that is worrying that they seem to be targets in that particular area. But those cases, of course, which have been confirmed to be linked to political killings, have been referred to the political task team that are set up to deal with political murders in the country.
Well, Teto, thank you very much for wrapping all of that up for us. Teto Makhlakwana, EWN reporter, having a look at that briefing that's happening at the moment. And do you have confidence in the security cluster, in the intelligence, after what we've seen happening over the past few months? Are you confident that that they will be able to stand by what they are saying, that they are ready for any kind of issue that could arise out of the elections?